There is a huge, huge news story that nobody's talking about, and I don't know why this isn't bigger news. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. But did you know that there are approximately 1.8 million conventions, conferences, and trade shows that happen in the United States every year?
1.8 million?
They have gatherings for everything, from Vent Haven for ventriloquists to Merfest. For mermaid enthusiasts, Twinapalooza, where America's sexiest twins come together and make everybody jealous. But out of all the annual events that happen around the world, maybe none of them has been as fascinating as BronyCon.
Oh, yeah.
BronyCon.
We talked about it on the show back when it first started. Mm-hmm. But basically, BronyCon is a convention for adult men and women who love the children's TV show My Little Pony.
Yeah.
And these adult fans call themselves bronies.
Wait, I always thought bronies was exclusively just for dudes. Wait, I can get in on the bronies
club? Oh, yeah.
Club?
Anybody can be a brony.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it was the bro part, I guess.
Well, probably how it started, but...
Yeah.
Here's a clip of an excited brony at BronyCon.
A brony is anyone who loves the show and likes to show it. And that is all you need. There is no entry fee. There is no pre-existing knowledge. If you like to have fun, if you like to be awesome, then you come here.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
I are pumped up. So, I'm ready to go, man.
Just imagine thousands of full-grown men dressed up in pony attire with rainbow hair, glittery nails, sparkle tattoos.
Oh.
And they look forward to this event every single year.
It's like Tekashi 6ix9ine everywhere.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. But the most recent BronyCon, something happened that shocked everybody in attendance. And one of the organizers got on stage at the end of the convention and made this jaw-dropping announcement.
As the curtains close on this chapter of BronyCon, we're also choosing to end the event next year. BronyCon started small, and it grew into something bigger than any of us could ever have imagined. Take a look around, because every person in this room is an essential part of our community, our family, and we couldn't have done it without every one of you.
You can hear the devastation and the anguish from the crowd when the announcement was made, but next year will be the last BronyCon ever.
I'm so invested in this, and I'm not even like a big fan of My Little Ponies, but I do think like it's actually bringing people together for good for once. Like, why are they ending it? It sparkles and rainbows, man. We need more of that in this world right now.
Well, imagine 5,000 bronies standing on their chairs with tears in their eyes, knowing that their My Little Pony run is coming to an end.
No.
Horrible. The organizer of the event ended her speech by attempting to inspire them, though. She did have a message for all of the bronies.
So if you're able to join us, start thinking about what you're going to do to make your final BronyCon special. Start thinking about what would make it a weekend you'll remember for the rest of your life, and then do it. Help us make history, help us make memories, and help us give BronyCon the send-off it deserves.
That's right, basically she was trying to say, don't let this news steal your sparkle.
Yeah.
As it shouldn't, but I mean, I get it. For these people, My Little Pony and their message lives in their heart.
Yeah.
Like, it's not defined by a convention, but still, why?
Yep. Well, even in the wake of the earth-shattering news that BronyCon is going to be coming to an end next year, bronies retreated from the convention center in droves. They tweeted, Facebooked, and Insta-bronied their sadness to everybody around the world. And many of them wanted to express their feelings about how such a huge part of their lives was coming to a sudden end. In fact, one man known as AK recorded a video in his hotel room shortly after the announcement was made, and he basically spoke for all of the bronies when he had this message.
Hey everyone, AK here. We all got hit with a pretty big bombshell at the closing ceremony.
Yeah, he sounds exactly like you would think a brony from BronyCon would sound. Let me just start that one more time for you.
Hey everyone, AK here. We all got hit with a pretty big bombshell at the closing ceremonies. I'm pretty sure some of you, or a lot of you, may already know this, but next year, BronyCon 2019 is going to be the final BronyCon. And it's one of the rare instances where I actually felt my heart sink into my stomach when they announced this. I was like, oh my god, like, I could just feel the atmosphere of the room just completely depressed. I saw a lot of people in tears. I was one of them. But think about this for a second. Think about what BronyCon itself has given us. All the memories, all the friendships, all the everything.
Man, that
everything.
Guy okay, thinks BronyCon is so great, he should try sex sometime. Yeah. Probably won't, but he should just give it a shot and see how that feels. It's even better than BronyCon.
You think it's also all the everything?
Yeah. Well, the most amazing thing about these bronies is their perseverance, because even though this 30-something-year-old man had just received some agonizing news, he still wouldn't give up the fight and had a final message for all of his fellow bronies.
The finale is coming. There's nothing we can do to stop it. All we can do now is just carry on, move forward, because we are strong. Do you hear me? We are f***ing strong.
Whoa!
This convention has given us so much, and it deserves to go out with a bang. In 2015, it had 10,000 people. This year, it had, like, 5,400. We've got to get that number back up and give this convention the send-off that it damn well deserves.
I agree.
Yes, the battle cry from the bronies.
You guys are making fun, but I'm ready to sign up for BronyCon. And I'm not even a big My Little Pony fan,
also,
like I said. Like, these people.
I wonder why they're canceling it.
That's
we had 10,000.
Now very many.
There was like, you know, 20 or so of us.
Yeah.
We keep asking, like, why?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay,
that's
no
exactly the reason
that.
Why.
Yeah.
There it is.
Text in at 78592. Should we do a live broadcast from the last BronyCon ever?
Yeah!
Because nobody is covering this, and we are your BronyCon station, so
yes.
We'll keep you up to date. I would love to do a live broadcast from there.
The only media outlet there.
The only ones that are covering it.
2019 is going to be huge. There's going to be probably 5 more people than there were this year, okay?